Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому. Добрий день. Сердечне поздраве і вітаме вас до нашого культурного радичного веселання про русинів із Піцбургу. Ми сме тут кожна неділя, або сме грали найліпші гудби із русинського домовини Америки і маме про нас несмісно багатий програм. Тіж презентуємо ся найновші справи і інформація о русинах деколвік по світа.
Hello and welcome to the Rusyn Heritage Program. Be sure to tell your family and friends that we are live every Sunday at noon on WEDO 810 AM and rebroadcast at 6 PM on Saturdays. Have your pen and paper handy for important information. We have now reached Palm Sunday and the start of Holy Week on our way to the Passion on Good Friday. We hear Sladalna Mati, suffering. A very busy week for most of us, both Orthodox and Byzantines, as we honor our religious obligations, along with preparing the traditional foods for the blessings of the Easter baskets. What a glorious time of the year. For our first selection, we have Na Gambochki Kupsamala. She had it from the grocer's lips by the singers from Litmanova.
Thank you. on Wednesday, April 7th, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., St. John's Orthodox Church, Ambridge, Pennsylvania, is holding their annual bake sale at the Parish Center at 5th Street and Elm Road. Pirohi, halushka, homemade baked goods including pasca, nut, poppy seed, apricot, and pumpkin rolls, and nut and apricot horns will be available while supplies last. For more information, call John Rigetti at area code 412-749-0675 or the Parish Center on Wednesday at 724-266-2610. Our next selection is Dolina Dolina, The Valley, by the folklore group Shadish.
The Carpathian Cookery Cookbook is in 11th printing and is again available for sale. The 330-page cookbook includes sections on Easter and Christmas customs and recipes, traditional Russian foods, and other ethnic dishes. The cost of the cookbook is $13 plus $2 postage and handling. To order, send a check or money order to the Ethnic Craft Club, St. John's Byzantine Catholic Church, 185 East Main Street, Uniontown, PA, 15401, or call 724-438-6027 for more information. On Saturday, May 1st, 2004, the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS and the Heinz History Center will co-sponsor a genealogical workshop in search of the people from nowhere from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The cost is $35 for members and $40 for non-members. And on Sunday, May 2nd, from 2 to 6 p.m., the CRS will give you a guided tour of four important Russian historical sites in Pittsburgh. The cost is $25 per person and includes a homemade Russian dinner. Conference reservations must be made no later than April 26th. After April 26th, please call 724-258-6916 for space availability. Call the CRS at 412-749-9899, select option 9, or email president@c-rs.org for hotel information and or a brochure on these events. For more information on these will be forthcoming on future programs. Our next selection is Ponadilla Carano on Monday Morning by the Reviliac family.
Yeah.
April is Historical Biography Month on the Russian Heritage Program because one of the greatest Russian figures was born in April. He is called the George Washington of the Russians, the father of the Russian people and nation. For the next few weeks, we will talk about different aspects of our national awakener, Father Alexander Dukhnovich. Alexander Vasilyevich Dukhnovich was born on April 24, 1803, in a small Russian village of Topolya in present-day Zemplin County, then the Hungarian Empire. Born into the family of a Greek Catholic priest, Alexander was the oldest of seven children of Father Vasil and Maria Dukhnovich. He went to grammar school in nearby Cherotizhne, then to Ushoro to complete his studies in the gymnasium or high school, where the language of instruction was either in Latin or Hungarian. Everything Slavic was reviled. Alexander later admitted that as a result of his training here, he became alienated from his people, his language, and his culture. After his graduation, he entered the seminary in Ushorod and studied philosophy and pastoral theology. Some of the courses were in Slaveno-Russian, a mix of the local Russian vernacular and the liturgical Church Slavonic. It was in the seminary where Alexander saw the need for instruction and textbooks using the local Russian vernacular, or its extinction would become imminent. Alexander was ordained a celibate priest in 1827 and was appointed clerk archivist at the diocesan chancery under Bishop Gregor Tarkovich, the first bishop of the Preshow Eparchy. Dukhnovich and Tarkovich did not get along very well, so in 1830 he left for Ushorod to become the tutor of the children of Istvan Petrovai, the vice-governor of Subcarpathia. He tutored them for 2 years and became very Magyarized and wrote many works in Hungarian at that time. He returned to Preshow in 1932 to again work in the diocesan offices, but as before, he clashed with Bishop Tarkovich's conservative views and was soon relieved to become a parish priest in the upper Shadish villages of Komlosha, today Chmelyova, and Beloveja. As a parish priest for 6 years, his interactions with the Russian peasants shaped his national identity. It was at this time he stated, "Then, for the first time, I was among Russians and I discovered that I, too, am Russian. A Russian feeling was awakened in my soul and I began to read and write in Russian." Although Father Alexander did not like being isolated from the cultured world, his experiences in Beloveja had a tremendous impact on his future literary works. It was here where he was immersed in all aspects of Russian village life. It was this type of peasant life in Beloveja where he created the first Russian drama, Dobro ditel prevyshayet bohatstvo, or Virtue is More Important Than Riches. Written in 1850, it marked the beginning of the Russian national awakening. Father Alexander was the first Russian leader to recognize the socio-political and cultural significance of theater. To this point in history, there was no national language theater in the Russian lands and no plays that were intelligible for the Russians. He understood that literature was for those educated, and unfortunately, most Russians were illiterate, so literature was useless to them. Theater had the ability to convey the same message using real-life actors, and the people were able to understand its message. He used this train of thought when writing Virtue. In our program after Easter, we will discuss Alexander Dukhnovich's literary career and how this shaped the Russian national awakening for future generations. The next selection is one of Dukhnovich's greatest works and is also one of the national anthems of the Russians, Vruchanie, or Dedication.
Русины, сестры и братья,
This is your last chance to register for the 8th Rus'n Heritage Tour. The deadline was April 1st, but has been extended until April 8th. The tour will begin on June 25th and go until July 9th. We will visit the Rus'n lands in Slovakia, Poland, and the Ukraine. To take advantage of these 6 spots before this time runs out, email me at heritage-tour@c-rs.org or call me at area code 724-787-1425 and leave a message. Our next selection is Oy Bolit Nya Bolit from the Rusinske Pyesne CD.
I sadly announce the passing of CRS member Anna Conton of Monongahela. I also got a note and generous donation from active CRS Pittsburgh chapter member Linda Cortina of Avella, PA, in memory of her mother, Libby Basso, who went home 1 year ago yesterday. It's hard to believe it's a year already. It seemed just a few months ago that I sang at her funeral liturgy. Linda said she loves the program and knows that her mother, Libby, would have also. Vichnaya Ye Pamyat.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of Spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. The Rusyn Heritage Program can now be heard around the world via the Internet. Simply visit www.c-rs.org. At the homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Rusyn Radio, and there we are. I would like to read you a letter I received yesterday. Dear Jack and Dean, I'm sitting in my office at the university enjoying the Rusyn Heritage Radio program, which I now do every day between classes. Instead of sitting at my desk, I feel as though I'm back in the Korchma in Prešov. I am so glad you're on the internet now so that those of us who are not in the Pittsburgh area can take advantage of the music, announcement of Rusyn cultural events, and news from the homeland. The information you offer on Rusyn culture, folklore, holidays, and history is valuable for your listeners, Rusyns and others. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Signed, Elaine Rusinko, Associate Professor of Russian, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. She also enclosed a generous donation to the Rusyn Heritage Program. We thank Elaine so very much for both her financial support and encouraging words. This is a prime example of why we brought the radio program to the Internet, so that Rusyns everywhere can listen and enjoy the Rusyn Heritage Program. Since we must pay for airtime, we are asking for and need the support of both our radio and Internet listeners. We can only continue to make the service available to you with financial support, and we have a special offer. Anyone making a donation of $25 or more may select a Rusyn CD of their choice from an available CRS list. You can write me or call Jack Paloka to take advantage of the special offer. Even if you cannot send in a donation at this time, we still want to hear your comments and our suggestions to help make the Rusyn Heritage Program better for you, our listeners, and to determine if it is worth our efforts to continue to produce this program. It's up to you. Our next selection is Dobre Mia Dobre, It Is Good For Me, by Rudo Smolte. I got a call from CRS member and radio supporter James Popilka, who said he told a friend of his about our program, and his friend said that he would be certain to listen today. Well, his friend, who is also a friend of mine that I have known for many years, is Mike Komachak, the longtime host of the Ukrainian radio program on WPIT 730 on the Dow every Sunday at 1 p.m. Dean and I listen to Mike's program on our way home from our broadcast each week. For Mike, we have a lively Ukrainian folk tune, Yadema, an arrangement by Vasil Popadyuk. Enjoy, Mike.
Thank you.
I just want to say congratulations to three Slaviani graduates, Ashley Alice, Nick Fake, and Gordon Mann. They received grant in aid to Duquesne University Tambaritzans. And next week, we are preparing a very special program for you, so please be sure to join us.
Well, we still got a couple seconds here to go, so remember, St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge will be having their bake sale on Wednesday.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сія пачили нашого виселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного виселання. Ходи здравий з Богом!